Every year in my town, there's this fantastic crafts in the park. It's always the day before Mother's Day, so it's fun to go and shop and get lots of cool stuff. At any rate, I came across One Earth Body Care, and it changed my life. Now, you may think I'm being hyperbolic, but I'm not. I am extraordinarily smelly, and I have tried every natural deodorant under the sun. Nothing has worked except for their fantastic natural deodorant. They have a variety of scents. They are non-greasy, cream-based formula, baking soda free. Magnesium hydroxide keeps odor at bay. And let me tell you, it sure does. Organic and gentle. And they have wonderful, enchanting essential oil aromas. My favorite is vanilla rose. There's vanilla spice, lavender lime, lemongrass, cedar, sage. They also have wonderful shampoo bars, changed my daughter's life. Her hair looks amazing, and conditioner bars. They have wonderful salves for dry skin and so much more. So please check them out at oneearthbodycare.com. Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Health Power. And yes, once again, I'm sitting outside because it is beautiful. And here in New England, you never know when it's going to turn to crap. So we've got Kayla Capriello, just being honest, back on the show. Although I tell you what, Kayla, if it turned into summer tomorrow, I would be happy. I know it sounds the humidity, the whole thing. I'm like, bring it on, because then I can open my pool. But anyway, how are you?
I'm good. And I agree with you. If it turned to summer tomorrow, I'm so ready for it.
Let's talk about what we're cooking today.
Yes. So obviously enjoying the warm weather lately. I feel like we are just in the mood for salads.
Yes.
I just want all the salads. And you know, I'm such a fan of literally loaded salads.
Yes.
I am of the mindset where like there should be just as many toppings as there are greens. Like, don't give me a salad that's like 4 cups of greens and like 2 little sprinkles of like tomatoes on top. I want like a 1-to-1 ratio.
Right. Yes. That's how my daughter is too. For a while, my mom, I make her a salad. She's like, Mom, this is like lettuce, carrots, and I don't know, tomatoes. That's no. I need a lot more stuff. So I've been getting better at getting more stuff.
Yeah. Like I just want all the stuff. And it's all, especially in this salad recipe, it's all healthy stuff. So this one is an easy barbecue salad. You can either make it vegan, you can make it dairy free, or you can add chicken to it. But the star of this is really, I like to add sweet potatoes to it.
Yeah.
So what I do to start the salad off is I take a sweet potato and I cut it up into like 1-inch cubes. I add it to the air fryer basket with like a little spray of either olive oil or avocado oil and salt and pepper, and that's it. And you pop it in on 390, and it takes probably 12 to 15 minutes to get the right texture.
Wait, is this a sweet potato that's already been cooked?
No. I just start with a raw sweet potato and cut it up.
How small are the cubes?
Probably like 1 inch. It should probably about, obviously everyone can see me as I'm like trying to show you.
Well, I'll make sure to put this. We do put up the clip, so.
Okay, perfect. So now everybody can see me. I know my nails are really long.
Really pretty. I'm not showing mine. They're so short.
1 inch is generally from the knuckle of your thumb to the edge of your thumb. So like, don't include my super long nail here.
That's good to know.
But that's just like kind of a ballpoint of like what a 1 inch should be. Okay. So I like to make my cubes that size.
Okay.
If they're a little smaller, they'll cook faster. If they're a little bigger, they'll just cook a little slower. But I love to just put the fork in to make sure once it's browned on the edges that the inside is like soft and tender and warm. Don't overcook it. If you like air fry it for too long, it's going to be crispy on the outside and the inside. And I like when it's soft on the inside.
Right.
So while that's cooking, I dice up some mixed greens, some cherry tomatoes. I like adding corn to mine, but you can use any kind of corn you want. So fresh corn, canned corn, cooked corn, frozen corn, charred corn. If you have corn left over from like Mexican takeout or something, like any kind of corn to this.
Okay.
I also add onion to this. So you can either add red onion, white onion, or if you have, I always have green onions, like in a little
green onions.
I always keep them in a mason jar on my windows now. And then once they grow and I cut them a couple times, then I transfer them to the pot outside.
Oh, so we always have like, nice.
And then if you want to add protein in this, I make the salad like pretty often, so I've done it both ways, but you can either add grilled chicken, you could even add shrimp to this, but I really like to add gluten-free chicken tenders to this.
Oh, I would like black beans would go good or something.
Yeah, you can add black beans for
pinto beans, yeah.
Yeah, and you can add any kind of peppers and onions. Well, onions already, but if you want to saute the onions and do peppers and onions, or if you want to just do raw pepper and onions, right, that'll give you a good crunch too.
Okay.
You can also add avocado to this. Sometimes if I'm looking for like a healthy fat to add to make sure like I'm filled for longer, you can, it's really like making this your own, but the ones that I mentioned are like my go-to base. And then anything else I add is extra.
That sounds good. Is there a dressing that you make with it?
I just use barbecue sauce on top.
Ooh.
Don't buy a specific barbecue dressing. I know we talk about this all the time and no one is paying me to say this, but Sweet Baby Ray's is where it's at.
They gotta sponsor you, girl. I'm telling you.
Someone tell them to sponsor me.
If you enjoy edibles like I do, and yes, I'm talking about the edibles that are cannabis based, I am a huge fan of Flora and Bast. Now, I love their sativa gummy. It combines live rosin and kratom. It increases alertness, focus, and physical vitality. It also alleviates anxiety and discomfort. And their gummies are ideal for users who want extra zest in their daily life. And kratom, it's spelled K-R-A-T-O-M, is one of the best medicinal plants on the planet to improve focus, energy, and mood while simultaneously reducing pain. This is combined with cannabis. And this combination is ideal for people seeking flow throughout the day and improve mental wellness. Now, when I take it, I have this light, wonderful feeling. My pain is reduced. Everybody who listens to the show knows I talk about my three different types of tendonitis. And I just feel focused and I feel good and I absolutely love it. So again, these are sativa gummies and they are by the fantastic company Flora and Bast. So be sure to check them out. Each gummy has 10 milligrams of THC.
You can also mix it together with, if you have a dairy-free ranch or a regular ranch that you like, you can also do barbecue sauce and a little bit of olive oil on top to give it more of like a thinner, like vinaigrette tasting barbecue sauce. So it's not so thick. Mm-hmm. You can kind of choose any dressing you want. Sometimes I even mix, if you didn't know, I'm a lover of condiments. Like in my head, I'm thinking, I want barbecue sauce, so I'm making the salad. But I also really love honey mustard. So sometimes I mix together, it's actually in my cookbook, honey mustard and barbecue sauce. And I call it like a gold rush sauce. Ooh. So it's like that golden brown color. And it's kind of like sweet and smoky and salty. Mm. But you can use anything you want. Even if you make on the grill, if you're making like chicken that's grilled, you can pour barbecue sauce on top. And then you can use a different dressing if you want to. Like if there's already barbecue sauce on the chicken, feel free to use anything you want. You can use a Southwestern ranch, a Chipotle ranch.
Wow. Well, you know what I discovered recently is we were talking about Rao's or Rao's, yeah. R-A-O apostrophe S, or maybe not apostrophe, I'm not sure. But they had the best marinara sauce.
Mm-hmm. And I'm having their vodka sauce tonight.
Yeah, they have great sauce. They have an arrabbiata ketchup. That is to die for. I have not put ketchup on steak since I was a child. You see, I am dipping my really nice grass-fed steak that I make in the air fryer in this ketchup. And it's really spicy. It kind of took my daughter off guard. Like, it was spicy. I said, oh, ketchup. Ah, yeah. But amazing. Like the heat, the flavor.
That sounds great.
Try it. It's insane. I've never had ketchup like this in my life. It's still sweet, but that spiciness is incredible.
That sounds great. So if you want to put ketchup as your dressing on this salad.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I don't know if I know that, but it just made me think of it when you were talking about, because I'm not a condiment lover. I hate mustard. I hate relish. I hate mayonnaise. I hate ranch. I hate all these things.
Like, how do you choose your meat? Like I'm literally,
I love the ketchup, Rao's, Ray's, whatever. Someone tell me how to say it.
So I'm literally like sitting down and thinking, okay, I want something with an orange sauce tonight, so I'm right. going to make like an orange takeout chicken. Or right. I want something with honey mustard, so I'm going to make a honey mustard chicken salad. Like right. I choose based on the sauce or condiment.
Well, it probably makes your food taste a hell of a lot better.
It's probably not the only option.
Yeah, but it's, well, I mean, the Rao still has sugar. They use sugar, though, instead of high fructose corn syrup. So I prefer that.
Okay.
That's artificial. It is so good. But your recipe sounds great. I've never thought of putting barbecue sauce on a salad. That's so interesting.
I just like it because I feel like it is low in saturated fat. And as someone who, you know, has some cholesterol issues, mm-hmm. I like to make sure that like I'm not wasting cholesterol on unhealthy fats.
Sure.
So I love to eat like avocado and things that are like super healthy. Like I know in the last episode we talked about like sardines and anchovies. Like I like things that are naturally have fat, or like coconut. Yes. Like great.
Right.
But something
right.
that is like a dressing that like probably I don't need to be like wasting my fat content for the day on that. Then my go-to is barbecue sauce because I feel like it's so easy and it's made from like such normal. If you buy the right one, it is made from such normal ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like an easy go-to. And there's no dairy. Like if I'm thinking yeah. about ranch sometimes, you're kind of floating with the, should I take a lactate? Should I not take a lactate? Should I buy the dairy-free one?
Right. How good is that? It's hard. Have you found right. any good dairy-free? Because I'm still looking for my daughter for good, like dairy-free.
So
there's so much highly processed crap. Yeah. That's the problem with all most of the dairy-free stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the vegan cheese shreds, they're just so processed. I try to eat them as little as possible.
They are pretty processed. And it's always the ones that are made with almonds that are less processed. But okay. I can't eat almonds.
Right. Yeah, me neither.
So it's so tough. I know the Primal Kitchen one. They have a ranch, like a dairy-free vegan.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
And they have a Caesar salad one, too. Those are normally my go-to.
Okay.
I know Hidden Valley also just came out with, like, they call it, like, plant-powered ranch.
Really?
But, like, in my grocery store, like, journeys, I have not seen it yet. When I see it, I'm friggin' buying.
Let me know. I mean, it's probably full of stuff that I wouldn't eat, but I'm a big snob, so. And I, well, it's not just that I have a lot of food issues, but listen, if it tasted like, good and my daughter liked it, I wouldn't give it to her.
I'm like, I'm not putting it on every single meal, right. every single day.
Yes,
it's
yes,
honestly
yes.
probably going to be like a tablespoon here or there.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I can get past it, like, fine, but I don't think there's one, in my opinion, that tastes exactly the way I want it to taste.
Yeah. No, I totally hear you. But tell us the name of this recipe again.
So this one is chicken barbecue salad.
Okay.
If you go to my website, Kayla Capiello, and you type in chicken barbecue, it'll come right up. I'm also going to have this one on my Instagram right before this episode comes out.
Okay.
And then it will also be part of the weeknight meal plan email that you can subscribe to on Substack. So if you're a subscriber, this one will be in your inbox this
week. All right. $4 a month, right?
Yes, but
it's
increasing to five, so you better sign up.
Oh my gosh, five.
It's basically just like
unbelievable what you get. I mean,
yeah, you get all five recipes planned out for you. So I show you Monday's recipe. Here's a picture of Monday's recipe, and here's a grocery shopping list for Monday's recipe. Then we go to Tuesday. It's the picture, you get the grocery shopping list, and all of these recipes have direct links back to my blog. So if you say, hey, like, I'd actually like to make this vegan or vegetarian or dairy-free, I outline every single question for you in the long-form version on my blog. And sometimes I even include fun lunch recipes that link back to Instagram. So last week I covered 5 different easy gluten-free sandwiches that you could be making for lunch. So it's kind of fun. I mean, I really try to include anything that can make your life easier. I know, like,
that's good to me.
Cooking is hard to begin with, but if you have restrictions or allergies, it's even more difficult. So
yes.
I even give like suggestions on brands I like there. So it's really
that's
just
awesome.
To make your life easier.
No, it's absolutely incredible. So everybody, follow Kayla, check me out, and go to my social media at Lisa Davis MPH on TikTok and Instagram. And you'll get to see the gorgeous Kayla Capiello.
Yeah, we're always posting videos.
Me with my goofy hat. And Kayla posted videos as well. All right, until next time, everybody have a good week. Keep coming back. Health Power 5 days a week. Thanks so much, Kayla.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy, and Lisa
at Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.